The next psalm of ascent is Psalm 122. Psalm 122 is a pilgrim psalm expressing really the joy of a pilgrim as he comes up to the temple, and not only to the temple, but to the city to worship the Lord. And it's a beautiful psalm of joy and worship. Notice it begins, Shir Hama'alot LeDavid, a song of ascents of David. Notice Shir is just a noun meaning song. Hama'alot is from Ma'ala, meaning meaning ascent. And the Ot shows it's a feminine plural noun with the definite article Ha. And it's actually two nouns in construct, the song of ascents of David. Le David, as we've seen many times, can refer to the Lamed of authorship, or it could even be about David or belonging to the Davidic collection. But at any rate, the psalmist goes on to say, Samakti be'omrim li beit Adonai nelek. I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Samakti is from the root samach, to rejoice. It's the cow perfect first common singular with the T suffix. So I rejoice, and the verb meaning to rejoice. Be'omrim, in saying to me, probably the bait here is a preposition showing time, when they say to me, and omrim is from the verb amar, to say. Notice it's a cow participle, masculine plural, with the im suffix and the o vowel after the aleph, the first radical of the root, showing that we're looking at a participial form. So I rejoice when they said to me. Li is the preposition, the lamed, followed by the pronominal suffix, first person singular in the e. So I rejoice when they said to me, Beit Adonai Nelek. Notice Beit is the noun in construct with Adonai from Bayit, meaning house. So we have two nouns in construct, with the second one being the tetragrammaton. So, the house of the Lord, let us go. There's the invitation to let us go to Jerusalem to worship, the psalmist is saying. Nelek is from the root halak, to go. Notice the hay has elided or dropped out. And it's a cohortative idea. The noon is showing first common plural from the root halak. So it's a cow imperfect, first common plural, and we would translate it, let us go to the house of the Lord. We're looking at the psalmist going up to the Lord's house in Jerusalem. And then it goes on in verse 2, Omedot hayu raglenu bisharaya Yerushalayim. Notice omedot, our feet are standing. Omedot is from the root amad, to stand. And notice it's a cow, a feminine plural participle from amad, with the ot suffix and the o vowel again, indicative of a participial form with the feminine plural suffix. So our feet were standing. Hayu is from the root haya, to be, and it's periphrastic going with the participial form here. Hayu is just your cow perfect third common plural from haya, where the final hay in this lamed hay verb has elided or dropped out. So the noun then, raglenu is from regel, foot. And raglenu, notice the enu ending, is showing a first common plural pronominal suffix ending. So literally, our feet are standing. The perfect looks at something that has happened but is continuing to happen here. So it's like an ongoing kind of an idea used with the participial form omadot. So our feet are standing would be a good way to translate. Have stood and continue to stand. Bisharayek Yerushalayim. In your gates, O Jerusalem. Notice the bet here is your preposition, inseparable preposition. And sha'ar is the noun for gate. And ayek is your feminine suffix, singular suffix, second. So we would translate it in your gates. And now we have a direct address, Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem. So our feet were standing and continue to stand in your gates, O Jerusalem. The psalmist is describing how collectively the people of God coming to the festivals are standing in the gates to worship the Lord of Jerusalem. And we as Christians today need to see that one of the greatest things we can do is worship the Lord by entering into His gates, His heavenly gates, where we have access to the New Jerusalem continually. And we ought to enjoy that corporate and even individual worship as we enter into the gates of the Lord to worship Christ, who is our King, in the heavenly Yerushalayim, or Jerusalem. And then he goes on in verse 3, and says, Yerushalayim habenuya ka'ir shehuvra la yachdav. That is, Jerusalem, you are built. Notice again the duress, O Jerusalem, the noun here for Jerusalem is sort of like an address being given. Jerusalem, that the one that is built. Notice ha is the definite article, and banuya is a cal passive participle from bana, to build, with that shurik, and then the final yod here. Historically, bana, the verb, was a lamed yod, or a final yod form, that then later was changed to a final hey. Here we see that yod reappearing here, and ah is just showing a third feminine singular of this passive, cal passive participial form. So, O Jerusalem, you are built as a city, ke'ir shehubra la yachdab, as a city that is compact for itself, literally together. Notice ke is your inseparable preposition as, and then ir is the noun for city, and then she is your relative pronoun, which is joined to actually itself together. Notice hubra is from habar, to join together. It is a pu'al, perfect, a third feminine singular from habar, looking at Jerusalem that is beautifully compacted together for itself. La is your preposition, followed by ah, the pronominal suffix, feminine singular, and yakdav is just your adverb. So this city is beautifully compacted together, is the idea that the psalmist is saying. And certainly, when we look at our heavenly Jerusalem, it also is beautifully compacted together with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and who are there, and the mighty angels that worship before the throne of the Savior. And so there's a beautiful New Testament, I believe, idea or application that could be applied as well from this. And then we go on, Sheshamalu Shebatim, Shibteya Edut Le Yisrael, Lehodot Leshem Adonai. Notice he says, which there, notice Sham, meaning there, preceded by your relative pronoun She, Alu, go up. Alu is from the verb Allah, a Lamed Hey verb. This is just your Kal perfect third common plural from Allah. And then Shovatim is actually a masculine plural meaning tribes with the im ending. So from there, the tribes, the Shevet, the tribes go up. They go up together. And he's no doubt thinking of maybe even a pre-exilic time when the tribes would go all up together to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And one of the things that we as Christians can apply is that we're together, all denominations and all believers in Christ are together to go up to that heavenly Zion to worship the Lord. But then he goes on, Shibteya Edut LeYisrael, even the tribes of the Lord. Here we have again Shevet and its Seriyod, masculine plurals form in construct with Yah, a shortened form for Yahweh or the Lord. The tribes of Yah, Edut, as a testimony to Israel. Edut is the noun that means testimony. LeYisrael means to Israel. That Lamed is the preposition and Yisrael is the noun. So the tribes are going up as a testimony unto Israel of their unitedness to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Lehodot Leshem Adonai. Lehodot is from Yada, to praise or give thanks. And notice the Lamed here is indicating an infinitive. That He is showing that we're looking at a Hifil infinitive construct with the Ot from the root Yada. What has happened here historically, Yada was Vada, a Pe Vav root. And when we look at how the Holam developed here, the Holam Vav, basically, it was historically probably Haldot becoming Hodot. That is, an A-W changing to a long O. But it is a Hifil infinitive construct with, again, the Lamed and the Tav, the Ot ending. So, from Yada, historically, as we said, Vada. So, to cause to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Leshem Adonai. Le is the preposition to, and Shem is just the name, the noun meaning name in construct with Yahweh, Yod Heh Vav Heh, of the Lord. So here we have the tribes going up, probably maybe even pre-exilically in the context here, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. One of the greatest things we can do as the Christian church is to come together as a corporate body and as all body of believers to give thanks into the name of the Lord as we come into His heavenly Zion to worship Him, to praise Him, to adore the Lord, to adore Christ who has made it all possible by His death and resurrection. As we go on then, the psalmist goes on in the next verse, verse 5, Ki shama yashivu chisot lemishpat, chisot levet David. For there are set the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Notice ki is your preposition for, and shama means there, and yashavu is just your cal perfect third common plural from yashab, for there meaning to sit, for there are set or have set the thrones. Kisot is the noun feminine plural meaning thrones. And so for there are set the thrones for judgment. And lamed here is your lamed inseparable preposition. And mishpat means judgment. And then he defines it, kisei is the word for throne. He defines it or makes another statement about the thrones, kisot levet David. The thrones, again, feminine plural from kisei, the thrones to the house of David. Beit David, again, is two nouns in construct, and we would translate it to the house of David. The thought here seems to be that in Jerusalem were thrones in which David's throne was found. And basically, it was thrones belonging to the house of David. And I cannot help but feel that as we look at this through the lenses of the New Testament, that Jesus reigns on over the house of Jacob in that heavenly Zion that we have come to. And so thrones are set, meaning that Jesus now is fulfilling the Davidic throne as he reigns at the Father's right hand. So we can enter into that city knowing that we have an eternal king on David's throne. But then we go on, and it says in verse 6, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, Yishlayu O Havayit. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Notice Sha'alu is from Sha'al, to ask or pray. And we have a cal imperfect second person plural from Sha'al. So pray for the peace or the wholeness, Shalom, Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. Again, Shalom is in construct with Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. And notice the beautiful alliteration here in Hebrew, Sha'alu, Shalom, Yerushalayim. There you have Sha'al, Shalom, Yerushalayim. You have the Sheen, the Lamed, occurring all the way through, showing the beauty of alliteration here, or assonance. And notice in the next phrase, we continue it, Yishlayu, O Havayit. May they prosper who love you. Shalah is the root to prosper, and it actually, again, is a cal imperfect adjusive, kind of adjusive idea. May they, like a wish, may they prosper, from Shalah, again, third common plural of the imperfect adjusive form here of Shalah, who love you. O Havayik is from Ahav, to love. And notice, again, we have a participial form with the O vowel, so it's a cal active participle, and followed by a masculine plural, followed by the pronominal suffix, ayik, second feminine singular, looking at Jerusalem. So it's a beautiful verse, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, Yishlayu o Havayit. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. And certainly, one of the beautiful things here was the prayer for for the wholeness of Zion, of Jerusalem. And we can pray that someday, that eternal Zion that we look forward to, and even now with the Lord who is in Mount Zion, we need to pray for the peace of the church, the peace of literal Jerusalem, but also the peace of spiritual Jerusalem. And so it's a beautiful verse that has a beautiful word play here in the Hebrew that cannot quite be, captured in translation. But then we go on, Yehi Shalom Bechelek Shalva Be'armenotayek. Peace. Let peace be within your walls, and prosperity within your palaces. So now there is the peace within her walls. Notice Shalva is actually the noun that means quietness or peace. It's your noun feminine from Shalva. And then Be'armenotayek is from the noun Armon, meaning citadel or palaces, and ayik is your pronominal suffix, second feminine singular. And again, notice it's a feminine plural noun from armon with the ot ending, and preceded by your preposition in the bait, your inseparable preposition. So the prosperity in your palaces. Peace be within your walls, and then prosperity within your palaces. And by the way, Elek or Chelek is from Chel, meaning rampart or wall. And again, Ek is your feminine singular suffix, pronominal suffix put on to Chel. So may peace be within your walls for the sake, and that's one of the things that we can say too, that we need to pray for peace, especially in the people of God, within that spiritual temple of the Lord that the church is. And so often we don't find that. And that's one of the things that Jesus prayed for, that the world would know that we belong to Him by our love for one another and the peace that we have. And it's very sad a lot of times when brother is fighting against brother or hurting one another by not actually having peace within our spiritual walls, so to speak, of the heavenly Zion. So then he goes on, and he says, for the sake of lema'an achai v're'ai, for the sake of my brethren and my companions, I will say now, adabrana shalom bat, peace be within you. Notice lema'an is your preposition for the sake, and then we have ach, meaning brother, and I is your pronominal suffix that's put on a plural noun, that pathak yod. So for the sake of my brethren and my companions. Re'ai, again, re'a means friend or companion, and I is your pronominal suffix, first person singular, put to that noun. Normally we would have a pathak and a yod, but here, because it's right before the athnak in the pausal form, we lengthen from a pathak to a comment. So, for the sake of my brethren and my companions, then I will say, adabrana Notice adabra is from dabar, to say. And here we have a PL imperfect, first common singular from dabar. Notice we have that hatef pathak, that hurry pathak, followed by the pathak, and the doubling of the middle radical in the bait, showing that we're looking at a PL imperfect, first common singular from dabar, with that ah suffix added for emphasis. So I will say now, na, shalom bat, peace be in you. Shalom, again, is the noun meaning peace, and ba, or bak, I should say, peace be within you, is your bait, followed by your pronominal suffix, second feminine singular in the ak. So peace be within you. And that, again, something that we need to pray for among the body of Christ. The spiritual temple that we have and the spiritual house that has been built, talked about in 1 Peter chapter 2, we're to pray for peace, and to be at peace within among believers is so key in a world where there's so much diversification and division even among Christians. And then verse 9, Lama'an Beit Adonai Eloheinu Avaksha Tov Lak. For the sake of the house of the Lord, Lama'an is your preposition, for the sake of, and Beit Adonai is again two nouns in construct with, of course, the proper name of Yahweh. So, for the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, Elohim is the noun for God, and Einu is your pronominal suffix, first common plural. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. Avaksha tov lak. Avaksha is from the verb bakash, to seek. And notice it is a PL, imperfect, first common singular from bakash, again with your emphatic ah added to it. So I will seek the good for you, or your good. Tov is just a noun or an adjective meaning a good thing, and lak is the preposition followed by the pronominal suffix, second feminine singular, in the ak. So I will seek your good. And so one of the beautiful things here is that he is praying for the welfare of the house of the temple and city of the Lord, that is the pilgrim. And we're to pray for the welfare of God's spiritual house, the church, and seek her good in all that we do and the ministry that we give to Christ's body. What a beautiful psalm that looks at a pilgrim's joy in coming into the presence of the Lord. And we likewise, as pilgrims, are to come into God's heavenly presence, His heavenly city, before Christ, to worship Him and adore Him and pray for that goodness upon the church, the people of the Lord. Thank you.